All right, with that, I'm going to move on for our introductions. I'm not going to introduce Gord. Actually, that will be the introduction from a friend of mine who's going to be doing this. So I would like to welcome to the stage Christian Booth. So, or as I refer to him, Chibooth, because that is his email, is chibooth@microsoft.com. For those who don't, first off, and a round of applause for Christian and Gord.
Thanks for handing my email out. Great.
You're welcome. It's good. Anything you don't like about the System Center product, I'm sure he would love to hear about whatever feedback you have, especially Service Manager, right?
Totally. Yeah, you get the canned response, we appreciate your feedback, and we'll take that into consideration. So
I'll
just give that to you all now.
Can we get that little snippet, because we're going to use that one in the future. So for those who don't know, Christian is our MVP lead in the cloud and data center management space. Former MVP as well, Microsoft employee now, and also taking over the TAP programs as well, right? So he's rising star within the Microsoft star, man. This is what he's doing. So
no, I'm just a sucker, and they'll give me all the work.
Well, yeah. Did it change the pay at all when you got
no,
there?
No.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Crazy.
All right, looking forward to it. See you all.
Well, hello, everyone. All right, well, I'll be real quick. Cameron pretty much said it all, so I don't really need to introduce myself. So we're getting ready to do a presentation with gentleman right here with us, Gord Watts. He's the Vice President of Product Development, almost a deployment, with Provence. And Provence has been one of our partners for a number of years and has really helped go to the community and push out a lot of the things, help us with the expandability of the tool set and provide really great add-ons, and many of which you're going to see here in a few minutes. So I'd like to have Gord come on up. I don't know how we flip over here.
I don't know how
we flip
over.
Way too high
either.
Tech for me.
Is there anybody who knows IT in the house?
There we go. Nice, look at that. All right. So, Service Manager. It's everyone's favorite product. Can I get a round of applause for how much everyone loves this product? All right. So, Service Manager is obviously the platform for your change, your request, your problem, incident, you name it. It's a really great tool, has tons of extensibility. The focus of the conversation today that we're going to go through, that Gord is going to lead, is focusing solely on the idea of getting past just the help desk components, past just the change, but the fact that it's so extensible that you can edit, you can modify, you can do all the things that you want to do to take it to the next level for yourself. That we have really great partners that are out there that are developing solutions to plug right into this to take everything that Service Manager does to the next level. So having the management packs, the way that they're designed based off of the operations manager framework, having the appropriate authoring tools, be able to grab the API and the SDKs and get those into tools like Visual Studio, or again, using the authoring tool to allow you to have control of your environment and control of the components that you want.
So given the high extensibility that Service Manager provides, there are a number, and many of you may actually have, in fact, use that extensibility to customize your Service Manager environment for yourself. But there are a number of third-party independent software vendors who have taken advantage of that extensibility to create enhancements to Service Manager. Now, this is the single shortest presentation at all of SCU. It's only 15 minutes long. Don't have time to show you an extensive demo, but what I do want to do is give you a real quick taste of some of these enhancements that are available to you for System Center Service Manager. And we set this up speed dating style, okay? So we've got a number of different solutions. We've got 1 minute each. You'll see a countdown timer on each slide. And Christian, if you would, would you be my...
I'll be the bell ringer.
My timekeeper.
Absolutely.
So when our time is up, we will advance. I figured the bell was a better way to go to rather than an audible like, Oklahoma! Hut! I'm sorry, Omaha!
Seattle!
Canadian.
Really? No Broncos. Can we say that? Does that work? Or, boo. All right.
Okay, so let me introduce you to our first speed dating contestant. Provence was the first company to build a process management pack for System Center. The Provence IT Asset Management Pack was released in 2010, coinciding with the initial release of System Center Service Manager. Now, it runs actually natively right inside of the Service Manager console. And what it does is it extends the capability that you get out of the box for Service Manager for incident, problem, change, release, request management, and allows you to perform software asset management and IT asset management. It extends the Service Manager CMDB so you can track finance metadata that you require for asset management. So things like how much did you pay for computers and for software, who owns it, where does it live in the organization. And most importantly, it out of the box provides you with deep process support based on best practices across the entire asset lifecycle. And later on, we'll have a breakout session. We'll show this to you at 4 o'clock in the Shamrock Room as part of the IT Asset Management solution. Thank you.
Data.
Okay, let me introduce you now to the Provence Data Management Pack. So after customers began implementing IT asset management, they found that they had a much larger requirement for bringing data into the service manager CMDB than they could reasonably service with the out-of-the-box CSV import that's provided with Service Manager. So Provence built an ETL-type tool to speed and simplify the process of getting data into the Service Manager CMDB. Don't need this for asset management. It's a standalone product, and it's really useful if you're migrating service management environments from another help desk into System Center Service Manager. What's really nice is it extends your ability to access data not just from CSV files, but also SQL Server databases and LDAP. And unique to the Provence Data Management Pack is the ability not just to import data and create data, but actually to use information other than the configuration item ID and the key fields in order to update information. Otherwise, it'll just create new records. We'll see that at 4 o'clock as well. Now, Configuration Manager and Ops Manager do a great job of electronic discovery of hardware and software in your environment. However, that only gives you visibility on what you've got through the operational stage. There are many requirements before a computer goes into service, after it's been retired, or when it's temporarily out of service, for example, being stored or is warehoused, where you need to keep track of that inventory. And Provence Barcode is a barcode reader that allows you to perform physical inventory for asset receiving when it comes to your warehouse dock, and for best practice audits, which are also usually very important for financial compliance. This syncs directly with the Service Manager CMDB. It's a really tight integration, and it uses heavy-duty, industrial-strength barcode readers. This is not something you can do with smartphones. You need professional-grade tools in order to do this appropriately.
Now, is that because I tend to drop smartphones all the time and break them?
That is probably
okay,
what
good.
It is.
I was just making sure.
One of the most critically acclaimed third-party extensions for Service Manager is a really nice tool from GridPro. It's GridPro Webfront, and what this allows you to do is provide IT analyst console access without using the Service Manager management console. So it's a thin client, it's browser-based access. It doesn't require, losing my voice. It actually really gives you a very comparable experience to what you're familiar with in the Service Manager console. It allows you to actually tremendously scale up the number of console users you can have who can access Service Manager because you don't require the thick client console access. And they've done some really nice things like allow you to customize forms right inside of the browser and to paste hyperlinks inside of email communications and messages to affected users that allow them to immediately open up the work items. So,
I have one job and I don't do it very well.
GridPro. GridPro have also built a really fantastic mobile device experience for Service Manager. So using HTML5 and CSS3, they allow you to access Service Manager to perform work item activities that are either assigned to you or to your group. So if you want to vote on approvals, if you need to perform activities that are supporting incident change management service requests, even manual activities, you can all do this all through a mobile device. And what's really cool about this is purpose-built for device access. This is not just using a browser in your mobile device to access a web interface. This is an app experience that optimizes the mobile user experience. So this is a great product that's worth looking into if you've got a very mobile IT management field. GridPro also have a product called CTI. Now, if you have an IT service management environment that's heavily reliant on incoming phone calls, and that's how you're recording a lot of your tickets, the CTI application from GridPro is optimized for Link, but it'll pick up from Link or any call center application that'll give you a command line that identifies the incoming caller. What it will do is it'll immediately give you a screen that provides you with background information about the person who is calling. It also presents you with a history of their work items where they're the affected user and allows you to very readily populate new work items, incidents, change requests in a single screen. And it makes that whole operation much more efficient. You don't need to bounce around, select the templates, select the formats. It's all on one immediate screen that's immediately presented to you. And what's really cool is if you're interacting by IM with the incoming caller, it'll record that entire IM conversation and store that in the work item. Service Manager provides an out-of-the-box self-service portal.
It does?
It does.
And I didn't know that.
It's a pretty good one. But the folks...
This is nicer.
The folks at Saliance in Switzerland have really built a nice enhancement for the self-service portal as an alternative. So one of the things they've done is they've eliminated the requirement for SharePoint and Silverlight. This is built in HTML5 and CSS3. It's very lightweight. You can install this. In fact, it's recommended to be installed on the same server as Service Manager, so you don't require an extended hardware environment. Mm-hmm. And they've got a really nice aesthetic to the product. It's highly customizable. You can skin this up, give it a really nice look and feel that's mapped to your organization's style. And they've also built some nice enhanced functionality, so you can do things like distribute prompts over multiple screens. It supports attachments, copy and paste, and so forth. Nice product, worth having a look at. Saliance have also come up with two really useful utilities for Service Manager. One is billable time. So if you're familiar with the ability to record time against incidents, which is available out of the box with Service Manager, this extends that capability to other work items like service requests, change requests, and release records, and actually right down to the individual manual activities that make up those work items. So if you're doing chargeback, showback, and you need to capture time spent on those other work item activities, it's a must-have kind of application. And they've also got a really nice send mail application so that an IT analyst who is working inside of the Service Manager console can very quickly and easily send out email to the affected user or multiple recipients, including attachments, and it's all easy to do right inside of the Service Manager console.
There's a lot of really good people that we could date here is what I'm starting to feel.
It's tough to pick, isn't it?
Yeah, it is really hard to pick. I mean,
monogamy is dead.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
And as a former BI guy, I spent a few years at Cognos, which is the company that invented multidimensional OLAP cubes, since acquired by IBM. But I love great applications of reporting and analytics. And the folks at XBIT, who are based in Kuwait, have developed this product called XBIT Insight. Now, this doesn't run off the Service Manager data warehouse. This is an independent thin client application, doesn't require the Service Manager console, does not connect to the data warehouse, goes directly against the Service Manager CMDB, and allows not just Service Manager console users, but business users like C-levels and departmental leads to access the information. It's a really nice drag and drop slice and dice interface that allows you to navigate through the rich data set that's in the CMDB. And it's really optimized as a dashboard for managing workload distribution. So very, very powerful product from XBIT. Now, time has only permitted me to give you a really quick flavor of some of these applications that are all available. But I'm really excited to announce here at System Center Universe 2014, both here and at the viewing parties, the new SystemCenterSolutionStore.com website. So these partners that you've seen today and others have joined together. We've executed joint sales agreements. We're entering into joint marketing activities. All of these solutions are available for you at the SystemCenterSolutionStore.com. You can have a deeper look at what's available. And there will be more applications and covering more products other than System Center Service Manager added to the site over time. Some of the products that I've just introduced you to will be shown in more detail as part of the 4 o'clock breakout session, IT Asset Management for Microsoft System Center. And of course, I invite you to pop by and visit the good folks who are at our Provence booth if you'd like some more information. And by all means, please go to that URL, systemcentersolutionstore.com, and have a look.
Nice job.
Well done.
You did great.
You're good at this.
You know, I think you would have been better off having the the really cool universe pants lady up here as opposed to me. I mean, I'm a pretty decent bell ringer, but, you know. Cameron, you should have just stayed and did this.
You guys did great. You'll be great. All right. Thank you both. Thank you. Thanks, Chris. Thank you,
Thanks, Cameron.